The crisis in the world economy has worsened the global food crunch. There are currently almost 1 billion people in the world who go to bed hungry every night. A high-profile conference organized by Italy's Aspen Institute in Rome over the weekend discussed strategies to reverse the current economic downturn and within that framework explored ways of achieving food security for the world. The executive director of the UN World Food Program, Josette Sheeran, says that it is necessary to continue meeting emergency food needs despite the global financial crisis.
If we have a plane that's coming in for a hard landing where people might be hurt, you have to send the ambulance onto the runway. So right now, the global economy is coming in for a very hard landing, and we have to take care of the emergency needs. I think this is non-negotiable. If we have famine or starvation, people will migrate, it will destabilize governments. So we have to at first meet the emergency needs. Second, we have to do it in a way that helps build in solutions and resiliency for these countries. So in a way, we have to do both, but at the very least, we have to prevent massive human suffering because of this.